Escaping the Money Traps. The financial term opportunity cost refers to the cost of passing up the next best choice when making a decision. To put it in monetary terms, for example, if you put $10,000 into a bond fund earning 7%, you've given up the opportunity to put $10,000 down on a piece of real estate. It's a useful measure for evaluating the trade-offs in your financial investments. In the realm of our spiritual, mental, and emotional experiences, the important currency that we invest is not money, it's our time, energy, and attention. How we invest ourselves in time, energy, and attention is the creator of our experience of life, money, and ourselves. There is an opportunity cost to investing yourself in worry, resentments, and the frantic struggle to survive financially. When you're anxious, you can't feel any peace within yourself. When you're resentful, you don't feel free. When you are struggling, you're out of the flow. We call these states of challenge with money the money traps. We'll start this exploration of the money traps by taking a look at what money is, what money isn't, and what we make money mean. Now, what is money? Dictionaries commonly define money as the current medium of exchange. That's it. Money is a tool for facilitating the exchange of goods and services in an orderly manner. Money acts as a vehicle for giving and receiving things that have worth or value to the parties involved in the exchange. We imbue money, which is the symbol, with its meaning. We etch meaning into money with our beliefs about it. We trust that a little green piece of paper labeled 10 gives us the power to buy things. We agree to this as we're purchasing our lattes or paying the power company or contributing to a charity. Money is involved in many of the things that define who we are and the things that we do on a human level. It's a pervasive symbol of exchange between buyers and sellers and parents and children and bosses and employees. Money is a method for communicating value. Wealth educator Laurel Langmire states that money may not be the most important thing in your life, but it's certainly the most impactful. She uses a good analogy. Most of us could stop physical exercise for a couple of months, and our lives and well-being, while it might be negatively affected, we could still live. But after a while, we might be able to get ourselves back into physical shape. But think about living without money for 60 days. Most of us simply couldn't do it. On a physical, practical, social level, money is a necessity for living. What does money really mean? Money symbolizes something to each one of us. That something is its meaning in our lives. I use the word meaning to capture the entire framework of ideas, thoughts, feelings, and responses in how we interpret, relate to, and encounter life. Meaning is our view of ourselves and the world. Meaning is not neutral. It's our perceived reality. Meaning creates our experience of reality. There isn't one objective ultimate reality in life. There are phenomena of experience and the meaning we make out of them. Money is not immune to this process. In fact, many people attach more intense emotion, superstition, and unrealistic ideas to money than to almost any other area of their lives. The reason this is important is to understand that we are choosing the meaning we attach to our financial lives. We choose. This also means we can change that meaning into anything we want, but we must believe that we have the power to do so. What we believe is what we experience. We're the ones who look upon a beautiful sunset and make the decision that the world is a friendly place. Or we may look upon a beautiful sunset and decide, because we aren't holding the hand of the perfect romantic partner, that nothing really matters anyway. We have the power to choose our reactions, interpretations, attitudes, and responses to life, and create the meaning that we want out of our experiences. When we know this, we have access to unlimited choice. And that's the purpose of this material, to equip you with alternative, positive, empowering, inspiring ways to change your ideas and attitudes about money. In our financial lives, external situations happen or don't happen the way we would like them to. Take an event. For example, your client's check bounces. It happened. It affects you. The meaning and experience you attach to the situation is up to you. You could feel a rush of adrenaline and make an angry phone call. Or you could assume a computer error and calmly hand the matter back to your bookkeeper for follow-up. What you do with what happens is meaning management, and it's as important as money management. The meaning you choose profoundly affects your sense of spiritual well-being, your mental and emotional balance, as well as your capacity to take inspired actions in your life. We give money the power to bring overwhelming peace or utter chaos to our lives. The green paper, the metal discs, the digits on the computer screen have only the power and meaning we assign them. When our financial circumstances become thoughts and feeling of constraint, threat, or suffering, we have fallen into a money trap. The money traps. Each of us has a primary belief about the nature of the universe and why life is the way it is. Every aspect of our lives affects that reality. We serve our view of reality through investing our time, energy, attention, and resources. We all serve a reality in our money lives. The spectrum of spiritual reality ranges from scarcity, the feeling of being alone on the desert island, to the divine reality of wholeness, being at one with all life. Thus, the first money trap we can fall into is scarcity. Scarcity feels like a storm has left us stranded on a desert island all alone. We feel fear when we allow ourselves to view money from the specter of scarcity. Much of the collective behavior in Western culture concerning money is based on scarcity. It's a subtle yet pervasive assumption that there are just not enough resources to go around. When you place your energy and attention on that assumption, it's no wonder you feel persistent anxiety about money. When you're afraid of not having enough, you withhold, you hoard, you constrict. Scarcity is an anxiety-ridden idea of lack. You feel there's a lack of money, time, resources, deals, creativity, people, and supplies. When there's scarcity, there's anxiety, worry, tension, hoarding, hiding, and withholding. Many of the individual, group, and global conflicts in life result from the idea of scarcity. Unfortunately, on a global level, humans are not very successful in circulating the infinite energy available to us so that all people have basic needs met. We suffer as a planet when we're caught up in overconsumption in one place and others starving. Both extremes of empty materialism and starvation and lack are outer expressions of the shadow or the trap of scarcity. The key question to ask to break the spell of scarcity around money is, what reality am I serving? What reality am I serving? By reality, I mean your spiritual worldview. It's not necessarily a religious view, but the individual understanding and definition of transcendent reality, a higher power or a creative source. The reason the spell of scarcity must be broken is because scarcity is a lie. The damage done by the lie of scarcity happens when you believe there's not enough and you act accordingly. When you act from scarcity, you serve the idea of lack. You organize your decisions and choices in a way to maximize your good while someone else goes without. If you're pursuing financial wealth for protection or security alone, and you're operating in the shadow of scarcity, you'll have a sense of emptiness. Someone who's very fearful may be able to generate money, but no amount of money will ever really address the challenge of scarcity. Fear is a faith issue, not a financial one. Scarcity is a horrible reality to serve. It always reminds you that there's not enough, that you're not enough. No amount of action or material results can really appease the idea of scarcity. In contrast, serving a reality of wholeness in our financial lives means we celebrate the reality that the universe is for us. Wholeness means that life is fundamentally intelligent, creative, and complete. Faith in wholeness assures us that no matter what the circumstances, there is a presence for good that supplies us. The key question, what reality am I serving, supplies us with the first money key, the law of unity. I'll say a little bit about the universal laws. We all understand that the universe is a lawful place. Life, invisible and visible, operates on a set of principles or laws of being. Principles are truths that can be tested. Most people are familiar with the principles that exist in our physical world, such as the law of gravity. Physical laws are consistent, natural ways of being. The same is true of metaphysical laws, which are laws that govern that which is beyond our visible, physical understanding. The money keys are built around three universal spiritual principles that describe the way that all of life works. The first money key is the law of unity, the universal principle of building a spirituality of wholeness. The law of unity says that all of life is connected to and created from one infinite eternal source. Life is a complete whole. When you believe that you are one with your creative source, you can find your authentic answer to what's the money for. The spiritual practices of gratitude, meditation, inspiration, and visioning that you'll learn in the spirituality volume will help you cultivate your realization of this truth. When we serve a reality of wholeness, we don't feel alone on our desert island. We realize that a higher power, a power greater than our experience and circumstances, is our creative source. When we realize that, we feel peace. With an uplifting financial spirituality based in wholeness, we're more balanced, centered, and grateful. The secret to permanent peace of mind is not a dollar amount. It's not getting a rich lover or a great job or an investment that gives you lots of money. It's choosing to serve a reality of wholeness rather than the specter of scarcity. When we know that wholeness is our source, we can be at peace. We're rescued from that lonely island. The next money trap is superstition. Superstition feels like they have unjustly given you a life sentence behind bars. Something out there is making you mad. You're angry or resentful about your ex, the IRS, the boss, your family, yourself. You don't feel good about money. You don't feel good about not having it, or you don't feel good about giving it away. Superstitions are mentally disempowering and emotionally draining concepts that don't serve your wealth or your well-being. Superstitions come from misguided beliefs. Beliefs are mental thoughts combined with emotional reactions held in place by repetition and intensity. In your financial life, your superstitious beliefs of being victimized or fighting about money operate in your current conscious mind and in your subconscious mind, where you've been conditioned to believe certain ideas about money. Superstitions around money show up in phrases like money is bad, money is hard, or money is out of my control. Superstitions are ideas that often don't stand up to logic or scrutiny. The idea that money is bad includes the feeling that money is dirty, difficult, inherently compromising, or not spiritual. This idea is particularly painful if you feel a sense of spiritual connection with life and believe in a loving and plentiful universe while still struggling to pay the rent because my work doesn't pay well or some other subtle superstition. There are superstitions around spirituality implying poverty. It's interesting, as a minister, I've been asked many times, why does the church charge for classes or counseling or events? It's funny, if I was a housekeeper, a mechanic, or a doctor, I don't think people would ask me why there's a charge for service. Is being spiritual an agreement to be separate from money? Another superstition is money is hard. It's the notion that getting, keeping, living with, and understanding money is inherently difficult. Money's a tough game with winners and losers, time's always running out. In wealth-building projects and workshops with investors, network marketers, corporate professionals, and entrepreneurs, I find that people sometimes feel trapped in the pursuit of winning. The superstitious belief is that cutthroat competition, more, faster, harder, is the only way to get ahead and get things done. The idea that money is controlled by others is a superstition that sets up a situation with victims and perpetrators. You'll know if you harbor this superstition if you have blame, resentment, or guilt in your money relationships. Are you complaining about the government, the taxes, the ex, the boss, the family, the market, or the corporations? The key question to ask to escape the mental and emotional prison of superstition is, what game am I playing? Remember that money is just a symbol. It has no power other than the meaning we give it. The money game can be played along a full spectrum from control to co-creation. Are you using money to dominate and exploit people and opportunities? Do you view competition as winning at the expense of others? That's a money game of control based on superstition. Or are you playing a game of collaboration, choosing to give your time, energy, and attention in exchange for value, thereby creating more good for all? That's a money game of co-creation. The second money key is the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect is the way creation occurs. For every visible manifestation, there's an invisible spiritual idea behind it. Consciousness, which is the totality of thought, energy, and belief, is the creative source of invisible ideas. As individuals, our consciousness is creative. The law of cause and effect shows our beliefs about money are directly related to our money experience. Identifying and shifting beliefs is a process using the practices of inquiry, healing, and co-creation. These spiritual practices, which we teach in the Beliefs volume, show you how to journal, work with a coach, forgive, as well as how to apply affirmations, prayer, and ritual in building new beliefs about money, about yourself, and about the game you want to empower. The people you choose to have around you as your money models, mirrors, and mentors are very important. All of them powerfully affect your money experience. The issue of control is solved with the insight that you choose your companions, your beliefs, your energy, and ultimately your experience of money. That means you have freedom. You come out of the trap of superstition and into the game of creativity. With this understanding, you're more present. You access your strengths. No longer a money victim or a money dominator, you take responsibility for choosing a game of creativity where everybody benefits. The game is now win-win. Do you want true financial freedom that can never be controlled by others? It's not a dollar amount. You won't find it in real estate or foreign exchange or network marketing. True financial freedom is found in developing a mentally empowering and emotionally involving belief system around money that is a game of co-creation. That's your get out of jail free forever card. The final money trap is survival mode. You blew it. You wandered off track and got stuck in the quicksand, and now you're flailing around, exhausted, but still stuck. There are times when your money habits feel like defense and survival. Trying to prevent bad things from happening is not an inspiring way to live. You'll feel self-centered, out of balance, and unfulfilled. Survival mode can feel like working hard but getting nowhere. Some suffer in their financial lives because of a lack of financial education or technical knowledge of economics, accounting, investing, mathematics, areas necessary to be successful in managing, investing, and growing financial wealth. Developing financial knowledge is essential and possible for those who want to have a different experience with money. The key question to ask to get out of the survival mode is, how am I growing? How am I growing? When you treat your financial life as a place to learn, grow, and expand the best of who you are in order to share your gifts with the world, everybody wins. That's thriving, not surviving. You line up your habits around money to serve a reality of wholeness and play a game of creation, whatever your circumstances. The law of circulation is based on the spiritual idea that we live in an abundant creative universe of infinite energy that is always flowing. The law of circulation shows us that all of life is a flow of giving and receiving. This is the third money key. When you engage in the practices, blessing, serving, spiritual giving, these practices that we will teach in the Habits volume, you feel that you're in the flow. Do you want to feel immediately more prosperous in your life? It's not going to come from winning a prize, marrying a millionaire, or getting lucky. Feeling prosperous comes from a grateful attitude, a generous heart, and a life of circulation. Give your thanks, your blessings, your treasure, and see how powerful it is to receive in kind. Learning the practice of managing the money flow with the intention to thrive is vital, as is building an expansion plan of personal growth around your wealth and your well-being. If you wanted to improve your physical health, you'd need to learn more about how the body works. You'd eat nutritious food, exercise, care for yourself. If you wanted to hike the Himalayas, you'd need to become educated about how to do it and have the right equipment, guidance, and training to accomplish the goal. If you wanted to learn French, you'd have to study and practice it. If you want to move into a more powerful, affluent, and effective experience in your financial life, you must learn, grow, and expand your skills, knowledge, and capacity. When you focus on thriving and growing rather than just surviving, you stop struggling. Out of the trap of survival, you'll feel that you're in the flow. You connect with infinite possibility for yourself and your money life. You'll be lifted up out of the quicksand and onto the path of expansion. Building spirituality, beliefs, and habits. The solutions to address scarcity, superstition, and survival mode require a commitment to build an integrated connection between your financial and spiritual life, one that is spiritually uplifting, mentally empowering, and emotionally involving. It also involves growing your knowledge and skills and developing mastery in your financial habits. Choosing new meaning about money in your life and creating new results means you must serve a reality of wholeness, play a money game of co-creation, and choose to thrive and grow. By asking the three key questions and cultivating your understanding and application of the law of unity, the law of cause and effect, and the law of circulation, you can escape the money traps and create a financial life that's in alignment with what's true about life, true about money, and true about you. Let's talk a little bit about value and worth. In our Western culture, some people have made a psychological error in mixing up inner qualities of value and worth with outer measures of consumption and glamour. We might say, as a culture, we value teachers and firefighters, but we pay more money to movie stars and ballplayers. The culture may be out of balance. You're probably familiar with the concept that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Indeed, the Census Bureau reports that 32.9 million Americans, that's over 11.7%, now live in poverty, and that at the same time, 71% of all the assets in the United States are owned by less than 10% of the population. Not saying so much whether that's right or wrong, but if you look at just the outer standards of money measurement to compare and track worth, we can get lost. Comparison is a downward spiral of disempowerment. Making judgments about value based only on external factors can have us infer unreal things about ourselves, our loved ones, and other people. Spiritually, value is your intrinsic worth based on who you are from the inside out, not on what you do, what you own, or what roles you play. You are created out of an infinite, eternal reality, and your essential nature is more than your body, your personality, or your portfolio. Making the commitment to learn, practice, and live from the spiritual principles and practices of the Money Key is a powerful form of celebrating your intrinsic worth, claiming your true value, and living your authentic expression of wealth. Your value is priceless just by being who you are. When you choose to celebrate your inherent value and create new ideas about money that are in alignment with wholeness, co-creation, and thriving, you're making an important contribution to more than just yourself. Everything you do in your spiritual, business, personal, and community lives is connected. If you turn away from the reality of scarcity and serve wholeness, then you contribute to more wholeness for all. If you choose to release the superstitions of dominance and competition and play a money game of co-creation, you're sharing more creativity for all. When you move beyond survival mode and develop habits of mastery and expand your knowledge, you're helping others to thrive. This is true regardless of the roles you play, the jobs you have, the amounts you circulate, or any other external measure. Your value is priceless, and your contribution is profound.